Hello, this is Particle Explains. I'm doing the Year 12, a final year physics syllabus. Just as a mode before I get going, I've began to read the syllabus and realised that it was just too convoluted in its form to be read because there was just too many different layers coming across and being repeated across, so it's very hard to go. As a background, I'm doing cardiac rehab and learning to podcast more clearly and coherently and focus and keep on going. So I'm actually doing more continuous work here at the moment. Now we're going to go over the physics course structure, Year 12 course structure, as four modules: 5, 6, 7, and 8. 5 is advanced mechanics, 6 is electromagnetism, 7 is the nature of light, 8 is from the universe to atom, and that's 120 hours, but 15 hours and more, close on 35 hours is actually prescribed lab work. In terms of contact, module 5 is advanced mechanics. The outcome, so I'm only going to do content because it's too complicated to do the other things working scientifically. It describes the analysis quantitatively of circular motion and motion in a gravitational field, in particular projectile motions of particles. Okay. Unusual projectile motion. So they have inquiry questions and then content underneath each inquiry question. The inquiry question. Strange because it's almost a question pushed out to get the actual comment of what it is, but in terms of question, how can models that are used to explain projectile motion be used to analyze and make predictions? Well, you could answer that, but they want you to actually do it. Analyze the motion of projectiles by resolving the motion into horizontal and vertical components, making the following assumptions: constant vertical acceleration due to zero, to gravity and zero air resistance. Apply the modeling of projectile motion to qualitatively derive the relationship between the following variables: initial velocity, launch angle, maximum height, time of flight, final velocity, launch height, horizontal range of projectile. Okay, this is standard motion that you put in. I'll have to really think through that. Develop. I conduct a practical investigation to collect primary data in order to validate the relationships derived above. Solve problems to create models and make qualitative predictions applying the equations. The next one is circular motion. And the inquiry question is, why do objects move in circles? The student have to conduct investigations of objects executing circular motion in the relationship of centripetal force, mass, speed, and radius. Well, okay. Analyze the forces acting on an object executing uniform circular motion in a variety of situations: cars on horizontal bends, mass on a string, objects in a banked track. The next one is solve models. Make quantitative predictions about objects executing circular motion with the following thing: AC equals V squared on R, tangential. V equals 2 pi r on t. Yep. F equals mv squared on r. Well, F equals ma. There you go. Omega equals delta theta on t. So, yep, if it does, omega is 1, it's omega is 2 pi. If it's 1 second, it does 2 pi. The investigation of the relationship between, so they should say that's in thetas and radians. Investigate the relationship between total energy and total work done of an object occupying, doing uniform circular motion. Okay. Investigate the relationship between the rotational and mechanical systems of the applied short torque is R perpendicular to force, or RF sine theta. Next one is module is motion and gravitational fields. Inquiry question: how does the force of gravity determine the motion of planets and satellites? Apply quantitatively the Newton's universal law of gravitation, of universal gravitation too. F equals G big M small m on R squared. Let's get factors that affect the gravitational field step. Small g equals big G big M on R squared. Predict the gravitational field strength at any point in a gravitational field, including the surface of a planet. Investigate the orbital motion of planets and artificial satellites by applying the relationships between gravitational force, centripetal force, centripetal acceleration, mass, orbital radius, orbital velocity, and orbital period. Well, what can I say? The only force, the centripetal force, is a gravitational force, and there's only such thing as centripetal acceleration, but let's go. Predict quantitatively orbital properties of planets, a variety of situations including Earth and geostationary orbits, and relate their uses So it has a geostationary orbit of 24 hours around there. Look at Blizz's law of motion, that you have velocity of a planet is v equals 2 pi r on t, and you have r cubed on t squared equals gm on 4 pi squared. So sugar cubed on t squared equals gm. I have a gm trucks, and I have four little pies underneath. Very easy visualization. Derive quantitatively and apply the concept of gravitational force potential and radial gravitational fields, including but not limited to. Okay. Escape velocity is the square root of 2gm on r. The total potential energy is minus u is minus gmm on r. Total energy of a satellite is the potential plus the kinetic energy, u plus k, equals minus gmm on 2r, that is in a circular, a stable circular orbit. So if you have something which is dropping in, you say, wait, stop dropping in, we're going to give you some kinetic energy so you can go in a circle. You're giving it a total energy. Kepler's change that occurs when satellite moves between orbits. The name of that orbit is the transfer orbit. Kepler's law of planetary motion. Okay. That ends that module 5. We're up to module 6 called electromagnetism. Explains and analyzes electrical and magnetic interactions due to charged particles and currents and evaluates their effects quantitatively and qualitatively. First inquiry question. Charged particles, conductors, and electrical and magnetic fields. Inquiry question. What happens to stationary and moving charges when placed interact with an electrical magnetic field? Investigate and qualitatively derive and analyze the interaction between charged particles, uniform electric fields, including electric field between charged flat plates equals V on D, acceleration of charged particles and electric field, F net equals MA, and F equals QE. Work done of a charged particle is W equals QV. The work is QED, and the kinetic energy is half mv squared. Model qualitatively and quantitatively the trajectory of charged particles in electric fields and compare them with the trajectory of projectiles in gravitational fields. Analyze the interaction between charged particles and uniform fields, including acceleration perpendicular to the field and F equals QVB sine theta. Compare the interaction of charged particles moving in magnetic fields to the interaction of charged particles moving in electrical fields and other examples of uniform circular motion. The next question here is the motor effect. Under what circumstances is the force produced by a current carrying conductor in a magnetic field? Students investigate qualitatively and quantitatively the interaction between current carrying conductors and uniform magnetic field. Force equals ILB sine theta, which is there. Conditions under which is maximum force produced, and that is where it's where it's perpendicular to the field. Maximum torque is a different thing. Relationship between direction and force, magnetic field strength, and current. Conditions under which no force is produced on the current on the conductor, that is that the force is traveling parallel to the field. conducting quantitative investigations demonstrate the interaction between two parallel current wires. That's the Ampere's law of two parallel wires. And here we go. Analyze between two parallel wires, F equals mu naught on 2 pi, which is K, used to be the old K, 2 by 10 to the minus 11, so 2 by 10 to the minus 7 there, which is interesting. So they give you mu naught on 2 pi, you should know that. I1, I2 divided by the difference determine the relationship between the international units of position of the Ampere and Newton's third law of motion. Okay, that's interesting because I think we're about to abandon that relationship. We're going to kill that relationship as the definition in the new SI units. I just have to read that. I think that's out of date. That is going. I think we've got a different force. We're using Planck's constant. The next one for electromagnetic induction. How are electric fields and magnetic fields related? Describe the relationship of flux equals B perpendicular area or BA cos theta. Analyze qualitatively and quantitatively with reference to the energy transfers and transformation. The Lenz's law is that the electric field is n number of loops by the change of flux per time, including not limited to the EMF, as evidenced by Lenz's law produced by relative motion between a magnet and straight conductors, metal plates, and solenoids. Okay. The generation of energy produced by movement of charges and current in one solenoid in vicinity of another solenoid, which is a transformer. Really good. They've actually broke that transformer thing. I just find that so frustrating. This is actually quite good. Analyze quantitatively the operation of ideal transformers by Vp on Vs equals Np on Ns, or Vpi equals Vpip equals Vsis, which is for the current going through transformers. Evaluate quantitatively the limitations of ideal transformers, models, and strategies used to improve transformer efficiency. And the inefficiency is incomplete flux linkage and resistance heat produced by eddy currents. These are losses. Analyze applications of step-up, step-down transformers, including not limited to distribution of high voltage. Okay. Applications of the motor effect. Has the knowledge of the motor effect been applied to technological... How has it been applied to technological advantages? To investigate the operation of simple DC motor, the functions, the torque is Ni, or I call it Bain sine theta. Put it the other way because Bain is better. They've got NIAB sine theta. Effects of back EMF, that is, as a generator. Analyze the operation of simple AC and DC generators and AC induction motors. Relate the operation of Lenz's law to the conservation of energy and apply law of conservation to DC motors and magnetic braking. Okay, well, that's a little bit different there because they're magnetic braking, the old money used to be only magnets over straight paths. We're halfway through year 12 at the moment, and we're 14 minutes in, so due to finish hopefully in half an hour reading. Module 7, The Nature of Light, describes and analyses evidence of the properties of light and evaluates implications of evidence of modern theories to physics to the contemporary world. Inquiry question, what is light? Investigate Maxwell's contribution to classical theory of electrodynamics, including unification of electricity and magnetism. Okay, I wonder if we're allowed to do the changing fields. Well, that's not Maxwell, but okay. Prediction of magnetic waves. Prediction of velocity. Okay, that's quite hard if you... I'm struggling to go back and relearn all that stuff, but at university level, obviously. Describe the production and propagation of electromagnetic waves and relate these processes qualitatively to predictions made by Maxwell Ethereum. Well, that would be welcome if they actually do the dipole antenna and atoms, but they often honestly believe it's produced by sparks. Conduct an investigation of historical contemporary methods used to determine the speed of light and its current relationship to the measurement of time and distance. Okay, that's a bit hard to get your head around knowing what's happening up. Conduct an investigation to examine a variety of spectra produced by discharge tubes, refracted sunlight, or reflected sunlight, or incandescent filaments. Why not just sunlight directly? I don't understand. Incandescent filaments, black body radiation. Investigations how spectroscopy can be used to provide information about the identification of elements. Investigate the spectra of stars to provide information on surface temperature, rotational and translational velocity. Yay! Oh, that's really fun to do that one. Density of a star, a broadening, and chemical composition. Oh, now density is a dangerous thing. Okay, the light model. Inquiry question: what evidence supports the classical wave model of light, and what predictions can be used? Classical wave model of light. I mean, okay. Conduct investigations to analyze qualitatively the diffraction of light. Conduct investigations to get the interference of light using a double slit apparatus and diffraction gratings. Know the formula d sine theta equals m lambda. So the refraction angle theta is given by the d, the spacing, and then m lambda, so you can get different orders. Analyze the experimental evidence that supports the model that light can be were proposed by Newton and Huygens. So Newton is corpuscles, Huygens is wavefronts. Conduct investigation quantitatively using the relationship of Malthus' law, that I is I max cos theta for plane polarization of light to evaluate the significance of polarization in developing a model of light. Wow, I have to really look at that. That's really interesting. Polarization. Conduct investigation quantitatively using. So whatever that means, I'll have to read look that up. Like the quantum model. Analyze experimental. Oh, what evidence supports the particle model of light, and the implications of evidence that the quantum model of the light. Analyze the experimental evidence gathered by about black body radiation using Wien's law, and Planck's contribution to the change model of light. Lambda max equals B on T, or it's normally that Wien's constants equals lambda max times temperature. Investigate the evidence of the photoelectric effect investigation that demonstrated the inconsistency of the wave model of light. Okay, right. This is a quantum physicist that's a bit mad. Analyze the photoelectric effect that K max, the kinetic, maximum kinetic energy is H. F minus theta, the work function, as it occurs metallic elements by applying the law of conservation of energy and the photon model of light. But one of the interesting things here is that, oh well, the photoelectric effect, you've got a very low yield of it. You've got millions, billions of photons coming in, only one comes out. And yeah, it's very much the wave model of light when you actually do the full quantum mechanics. Light and special relativity. How does the behavior of light affect the concepts of time, space, and matter? Analyze and evaluate evidence from Einstein's two postulates. Speed of light is constant, all time equivalent. Investigate Einstein's thought experiments and subsequent experimental validation of time dilation and length contraction. They're just given there. To analyze quantitatively a situation in which these observed. Observation of cosmic origin of muons on the Earth's surface. My God, atomic clock, the Halley-Keating experiment. Wow, that's an interesting one to do. Evidence from particle accelerators. Evidence from cosmological studies. I've really nailed that one down. I have to know too much there. Describe the consequence of the application of relativity. Momentum in reference to PV equals MV on a half on the or by gamma. So, yep, okay. The limitation of maximum velocity of particles imposed by special relativity, that's a very dull thing. You use the mass energy equivalent to equals mc c, the energy increase by mass by the sun, particle antiparticle interactions, and combustion of conventional fuel, i.e. it's not much. It's good that they've actually included that. Okay. Module 8, last module of this course, is From the Universe to the Atom. Explains and analyzes evidence supporting the relationship between astronomical events and the nucleosynthesis of atoms. It should be nuclei. Atoms has got electrons. And relates these developments to the current model of the atom. God, that's a beautiful content focus. Okay. What evidence is there for the origin of the elements? Investigate the processes of the transformation of radiation into matter. Follow the Big Bang. Okay, perhaps wouldn't put it quite that way. Investigate the evidence that led to the discovery of the expansion of the universe by Hubble. Okay. Analyze and apply the evidence of Einstein's description of equivalence of energy and mass and relate this to nuclear reactions that occur in stars. Let's apply. Account for the production and emission absorption spectra. Compare these with the continuous black body spectrum. Okay. Investigate KISS features of stellar spectra and describe how these are used to classify stars. Okay, perhaps more. Investigate the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram and how it can be used to determine the following characteristics. The star's evolutionary stage, the surface temperature, the colour, the luminosities. Well, colour and surface temperature are the same. Luminosity is by the brightness, and evolutionary stage is the position in the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram. Investigate the types of nuclear synthesize involved in main sequence and post-main sequence stars, including not limited to proton-proton chain, which is the main sequence, but I think they're confused here. CNO happens in main sequence stars. It's actually happening in our star at the moment. There's any stars beyond our brightness then. Okay. Structure of the atom. How is it known that atoms are made up of protons and neutrons and electrons? Investigate the model of experimental evidence supporting the existence of the property of the electron. Air experiments examining the nature of cathode ray, Thomson's charge to mass experiment, Millikan's oil drop experiment. That's a nice one. I've actually done that at university. Investigate access to the model, the experimental evidence supporting nuclear model of the atom, including the Geiger-Meyerson experiment. I really can't remember what that one is. Rutherford's atomic moment model and Chadwick's discovery of the neutron. Well, that's good that we've got the discovery of the neutron. What is the Geiger-Meyerson experiment? I'll have to rethink that one. Okay, the quantum mechanical value of the nature of the atom. Here we go, fairly big. Oh dear. What? Okay. How is it known that classical physics cannot explain the properties of the atom? Well, that's not necessarily quantum mechanics, my friend. Assess the limitations of the Rutherford and Bohr atomic nucleus. That's the splitting, the multiple lines, the instability, the line strengths, the relative line strengths, multiple atoms, magnetic fields. Investigate the line emission spectra in the Bohr series of hydrogen. Relate qualitative and quantized energy levels of hydrogen and the law of conservation of energy to the spectrum using E equals HF, E equals H on C lambda, okay, and then lambda equals your classic Rydberg equation, 1 on lambda equals R Rydberg into 1 on NF squared minus 1 on NI squared, where N is the principal quantum number. Investigate Drabolli's matter waves. With experimental evidence, develop the following formula. Lambda equals H on MV. Interesting, isn't it? Analyze the properties of contribution of Schrodinger to the current model of the atom. It completely replaces it. Okay. Properties of the nucleus. Okay. So it's really quantum quark is ruling strong here. Analyze the spontaneous decay of unstable nuclei and the properties of alpha, beta, and gamma radiation emitted. Examine the model of half-life. Make quantum predictions. Nt at a certain time is n0 e to the minus lambda t, where lambda is obviously 1 on the half-life. Oh, here we go. Lambda equals log 2 on the half-life. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's okay. Let's have to work that out. I'll have to put that in where Nt is the number of particles, N0 is the number of particles at present at t equals n, lambda is the decay constant, t and a half equals the time for half radioactive lifetime of the decay. Model and explain the nuclear process of fission, including concepts of controlled and uncontrolled chain reactions, and account for the release of energy of this process. Analyze the relationship that represents the conservation of mass energy and spontaneous and artificial transmutations, including alpha, beta, and nuclear fission. Okay, I suppose that is Fermi's done artificial transmutation. Account for the release of energy in the process of nuclear fusion. Predict quantitatively the energy released in nuclear decays for transmutations, including nuclear fission and fusion. The law of conservation energy, mass defect, the binding energy, Einstein mass energy equivalent. Okay, so that's basically quantum quark. They've just taken the option away. Deep inside the atom. This is the last bit. Analyze the evidence suggests that protons and neutrons are not fundamental particles. Wow. Neutrons are pretty obvious because it decays, free neutron decays. Protons, because they bind, and we've just done a heap of experiments on it. The existence of subatomic particles other than protons, neutrons, and electrons. Investigate the standard model of matter, including quarks and the quark composition of hadrons, leptons, fundamental forces. And that's interesting. I'll have to really go back into my head for it. So you've got the Higgs boson, spin 0, spin 1/2. You've got three generations of two S2 symmetry up-down quark, electron and muons, and then you've got the different generations, the three generations up, which gives you 12. And then you've got the four vector bosons. So you've got the scalar boson, which is the Higgs, and the vector boson, which is the photon, which is a boson. The two weak, I just have to really memorize that. Investigate the operation and the role of particle accelerators in obtaining evidence for tests and or validate aspects of theories, including the standard model of matter. So basically, they've cut everything out, all medical physics out, and only done with just under half an hour, as predicted. So that's listening to it there. That means I have to go back and check things. There's this model which I haven't seen before. I'm sure I've seen it before, which I'll go back and look. And we've got a glossary of terms that you should know. Bizarre glossary. Look, thanks a lot for listening. That's final year physics. And I think if you're just entering into it, this is a good half hour to listen to as you're driving in to work or in a traffic jam. Thanks for listening.